You are listening to The Ben Keats Show, where every day the objective is simple. Ben will never stop fighting the fight and lighting the light on topics that affect you every day.
Folks, how in the world are you guys doing? My name is Ben, and you are listening, watching, driving around. I don't know what you're doing, but you're tuned in to The Ben Keats Show, and I'm so grateful and thankful that that's the case today. Do me a favor, copy this episode, send it to a friend, help me out. I hope that something about what's going on in here and the things that we talk about, one way or another, it relates to people in our lives. Could be your parent, could be your child, could be your best friend. So feel free to do that whole copy and paste thing. Subscribe. If you think that something about this is going well, give me a great rating on Spotify or Apple if that's the way you're listening today. I am glad you are here. And today, we are taking the flip side of our episode that we had last week. And the topic is, we're looking to solve problems again in the topic of divorce, but looking at it from the female perspective. Now, I know you're probably like, Ben, why don't you have a guest? You should have some woman who's had like 6 divorces. Let her talk. I understand. I'm getting there. Trust me, one of the things that's happening behind the scenes, and there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes, more and more guests. I have folks that are getting me on their podcast shows. And I'm super honored for that. At the same time, I'm looking to get guests on mine. And trust me, there's things in the works for that. I don't just want anyone. If it was just simply to give someone a microphone, I could do that 7 days a week. But I'm really wanting to be wise and calculated about who I go on and who comes on. But I do have a couple of people, even here in the Kansas City area where I'm at, that I'm working on. So stay tuned. But for now, it's just going to be me talking about women. Now you say, okay, the title of the episode is Life After Divorce for a Female. And you're not a female. But the good thing is, I know females. I talk to females. I may not be always right, but I'm going to try to come at this topic, if there's females out there that are watching, this topic from a male perspective, which sometimes it can be nice to kind of to get that other side of it. I'm going to pose some questions. I'm going to do a little bit different today in episode 44. Check out my website. I believe there are shirts there for sale now. So that's another kind of exciting thing if you want. I'm not wearing one today, but the Ben Keats Show shirts. I just got back from Georgia at a conference. And I, you know, folks, if you have in your companies, if they have conferences or associations, chapters where they need speakers to come in, whether it's live or over Zoom, let me know. I am working with all kinds of people all across the country to kind of come and bring some value to their company. So anyway, enough of that whole stuff. Let's talk about divorce and females in episode 44 times been sitting here talking to you folks. Okay, so the question is, what is a woman's mindset after divorce? Most of the women that I talk about feel justified in their divorce. As a matter of fact, most of the women that I talk to, some will give clues as to their culpability. But a lot of times, the way it's described to me is if the man, their husband, was 10% better. And I've heard all of the horror stories of some of the husbands out there. Whether it's all true or not, I don't know. But I'm telling you, I've heard it all. But still, 10% better, they would still be married to him. It's amazing that it takes a lot sometimes for a woman to get a divorce. And when she does, she oftentimes doesn't know what's going to be ahead of her. There's a rediscovery of who she is. That's a big thing that happens, because a lot of times she did give so much into her marriage. She believed in her marriage. She may not have done everything right. She most definitely didn't. But she behaved in such a way and looked at it in such a way that she wanted to work. She wanted to be a good wife. And somehow, some way, it failed. And so the rediscovery of oneself, especially if you've had a controlling husband, especially if you've had a husband who controlled what you ate or controlled where you worked or controlled who you saw, never trusted you, thought you were always having an affair. I mean, if you came from that, you don't really know who you are. There's going to be a discovery and actually living it out of what that technically and actually looks like. Okay, so the first question is, are you, to the women, are you lovable? Well, you're like, yeah, I'm good, I'm nice. Yes, I'm lovable. Are you? I mean, do you ever question that? Something happened with him. What? Why did he not love you enough? And you say, oh my gosh, that's so harsh. Well, ask yourself the question, what's your answer? And if you're lovable just because you're alive, just because you're a female, it's a horrible answer. What does that mean to be lovable? To be someone who people want to love you? Because here's the deal, women. As you get out into the dating world, people are going to maybe want to love you, but not for all the reasons that you want. And it's not going to be all that it's cracked up to be. It's really hard to find devotion connected with love. It's there. It can happen, but it's difficult. And so what women do is they want to believe, and they literally probably are lovable, but they just simply don't know always what they should expect. Sometimes women take the lowest common denominator of what they're used to, of what they've seen, and because they just haven't seen much better, they accept much worse. Which means they may not be cared for and loved in the way that they would like to, in the way that they deserve. Another question that women have to ask themselves is, what actually went wrong? So I talk to women all the time about what went wrong. Well, he this, and well, you know, he was addicted to that, and well, he was just so distant, and he was this. Yeah. I believe you. And I'm not judging you or saying that that's on you, all of it. But I think when I ask the question, what actually went wrong, I'm not wanting to know. Like, think of it in a dating situation. If you tell me the 5 things he did wrong, well, I'm not him. Where are you at in this? What could you have done different or better? I dated a girl for a little while once, and I'll never forget. I so appreciated her. She was so honest. She's like, I know I was harsh. You know, I know I was short-tempered all the time. I know I kind of struck at his masculinity and probably didn't really speak into those sorts of things. And yeah, maybe what he did, I mean, he had his own things. But I was so refreshed by that. It didn't even intimidate me. Well, is she going to do that with me? Because what I know is the first step in overcoming our past is actually owning what it was. So a woman that's going to be open and honest with you about, you know, I wish I could have done this better. I wish I would have loved him in this way. I'm like, okay, we've got a chance. We've got a chance. I don't need someone who's perfect. I need someone who's honest. And I need someone who's willing to grow. Do you know how many times I hear women, men, a little quick commercial for you guys. Do you know how many times I hear women say that a man who works on himself, a man who wants to be a more emotionally intelligent, better, solid guy, You know how attractive that is to a woman? Women actually are very motivated themselves to grow and be better people. And men can sometimes stay stagnant in their own ways. And so, men, if you want to be attractive, work on yourself. It's not actually that hard. We're pretty smart people, us guys, but we need information. It's why I started the coaching business. Here's a phrase: love yourself or show yourself. So the common phrase that we hear all the time is women need to love themselves. Just kind of weird to me. Love yourself. Like, okay, like what do you mean exactly? Like, why do you just not think you're that great before? And now I'm going to like give myself big bear hugs and think that life is going to be good. Is it that the actions that you take in your life don't show a high regard or high respect for yourself? Probably. That's probably part of it. I'm going to say what you need to work on is showing yourself. What I'm going to say is the need that a female has isn't to love herself more, although that's, you know, probably a positive thing. What's more important for her is how she shows her heart, how she shows her emotions and her feelings. Because the reason for that is if a woman shows her heart, here's how I feel, here's what I need. How does he handle that? Does he talk down to you? Does he dismiss you? We talked about this a couple podcast episodes ago. How does he meet all of those things? And if he's not, listen, girl, you gotta go. Like, this isn't good. He's not in his masculine. You in your divine feminine shows yourself to him. I would much rather you work on showing yourself in a vulnerable, open way and observing how it's met and how he reacts than just finding superficial ways to love yourself more. I know that it's good and that's fine. Go love yourself. It's just not going to be a big theme on this show. Like, I just think we have too much already of a glorification of the self in our society. We have phrases like, you know, if it feels right, do it. Or, you know, just this whole kind of mentality of we worship ourselves. Our society has developed, if it feels right, do it. And I'm just very resistant to that. I just am. I think it definitely also comes from my faith, and that I should be dying to myself. Like, the Lord has made me a particular way that I am not going to be an idol that I worship, that I am going to be humble. I am going to look up and not in. When I want to solve myself and my internal problems, I'm looking this way, not this way. And as a woman, when you fall in love with a man, it's showing yourself. Well, you know, not like that. That probably came across wrong. But anyway, let's move on to the next question. More control or less control? Oh my gosh, women, why do you want to control us so much? Why do you want to nitpick every single decision? Take a family trip. We need to have this packed. We need to have this. We need to have this. And it's like, pick your battles, woman. Pick your battles. I don't know you. I don't know where you lie in this area of control. What I will say is this: if you want to proceed in a healthier, happier marriage, trust him, let him lead. When there's battles that are important, fight him if you need to, but trust his leadership. Trust him. Don't nitpick over things that don't matter. Show your heart, express yourself, let him take care of you and follow his lead. I'm not saying that a woman can't plan a vacation. Like, we're all people here. Don't take all of what I'm saying the wrong way. But what I'm saying is, the more control you have, the more you are in your masculine.
and you need to find a man that you can clock out and be taken care of versus always having to be on, always having to take care of everything. You don't want that round two. I promise you, you don't. Next. The failure that you feel, it just sucks. It sucks. You're going to have to find a way to give yourself grace. You're going to have to find a way to forgive him. You need to reconcile. Like, we failed, we sucked, we have kids to raise, we have to do these things. Your life after a divorce needs, you still need him. You got to figure out a way to work together. I know he's difficult. I know he's not, like, on board with this party all of the time. Keep trying. Keep working. You know, the funny thing is, you can still work on some of the principles we've talked about in this episode even after your marriage. And I'm not talking about who you decide to date next. I mean, there's still elements of this that are important. What does a man want to know? That he's enough. Well, he wasn't enough for you in your marriage. We've already established that. But can he still be enough as a dad? Can we still encourage him in that area? You love your kids, right? I thank you so much for, you know, what you said to our son. Like thank him, acknowledge him. He is still the father of your children. And you still have to find a way for these things to work out. You really do. It does matter. It does. And the interesting thing is, as you do meet other men and you determine if you're going to get married again in the whole dating world, when you have that healthiness built in with someone who used to be married with, that's only going to help you in the long run. Like, you're going to be a person that another man can trust, that another man feels like, I can lead. Like, what do all men want? We want women to look up to us. We want them to revere us. We want them to respect us. We want to be something for them in that kind of, in that way. The last thing I want is to be, it's being an equal. Like, the terms that are repulsive to me are, is we're just two human beings, or we both are just two people who love equally, respect equally. It's like, equal, it's just shut. No. It doesn't matter what's true or not true about that. I don't need to hear those words. What I'm looking for as a man, when I date and talk to females, I'm looking for someone who can look up to me in a particular way as a potential leader. Not a controller, not a manipulator. That's actually the last thing that I want to do. But I want to take care of and provide and help and be a rock to her. I want her to clock out and come into my world, and I've got this. I've got you. I can handle this. I am not a mooch or a leech onto you. I don't need your money. I don't need your gifts. I don't need any of that stuff. I just need the best feminine elements of you, and I'm good. It's all I'm here for. And you, women, need to foster those elements. You need to display those things, and you need to put on your dating profiles that you are looking for a true, healthy, masculine man. Not some little mama's boy, not someone who can't lead, not someone who goes with the flow, not someone who is afraid of emotions and has, you know, the smallest backbone ever. You don't want any of that if you are considering dating after your divorce, ladies. Again, we are going to do this whole episode again with women here talking about some of these things, and I can just shut up and ask them questions because I've had all these conversations, but they're much better at telling it. So just consider this kind of part one of some future things I'm trying to put together with some guests and talking about real relationships, real life, and how you move to a better life even after your divorce. My name is Ben Keach. We're going to close this up with a song with parenting advice. You're going to check out the website, BenKeachSpeaks.com. Let me know what you think. Follow me somewhere. spread the information somewhere. The song was a song by Laura Moreno. It's called Boundaries. And one of the things that I noticed is that women want love so badly, and they want to rekindle and find that man, that boundaries get confusing. My advice is to be really strong with your boundaries. It's the same thing we tell a 16-year-old girl. Like, keep the physical stuff slow. Keep that stuff away. Take your time. Are the words that he's saying 2 weeks in the same words he's saying 10 weeks in? Okay. Let's see what he's actually about. How many times, woman, have you had a guy, well, I'm just not quite ready for a relationship yet. Yeah, you didn't say that we were having sex an hour ago. Well, right, but you know, exactly. So take him at his word. Like, be wise about these sorts of things. Boundaries, boundaries. It's a good song, too. The parenting advice for women is don't flood your dating sites with all the, like, I'm like a mom first, kids first. Like, we know you love your kids. We know you're a kid first. The reason that's important is because us married men, some of us are used to being on the back burner. I mean, I'm a strong believer in man, husband, wife, first, kids, second. But what happens in relationships is they're first until the kids are born. And then it's dad over here, mom, kids are first, and you get the husband gets leftovers. So when you're obsessing on dating sites about how much you are, I love my kids first. We know you do. Just stop talking about it. We're not trying to compete with your kids. We're wanting to know, can we be here? That's all we're trying to figure out. So just take a deep breath. And you know, I know us guys need to stop putting our bathroom pictures all over things, and you know, every picture has a hat, or we know we have our own issues on dating sites, whatever you want to say. So the parenting advice is just learning how to balance that kid part and then dating relationships. Anyway, it's been great, wonderful, phenomenal talking to you folks. I hope you never get a divorce. I seriously hope it never happens to you. Hope you enjoyed this episode, regardless of where you're at in your relationship journey. Love all you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. It means more to me than you probably realize. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And I will see you in a week with episode 45. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. You can reach out on Ben's website, www.benkeatshow.com, or on social media to chat. And please remember to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.